From the studios of Kootenai Co-op Radio, this is Deconstructing Dinner.
And welcome to Deconstructing Dinner, a syndicated radio show and podcast produced in Nelson, British Columbia, at Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY. I'm John Steinman, and on today's episode, a special behind-the-scenes investigative report that takes an in-depth look into alleged local food fraud. With the rapid rise in interest among North Americans to support locally produced food, and with the premium people are willing to pay for that food, it leaves open an attractive opportunity for food-based businesses to take advantage of this new and growing lucrative market, either honestly or not. In May 2010, Deconstructing Dinner received a tip from a farmer in the West Kootenai region of British Columbia who alleged that a local business who sells eggs to 18 retailers and restaurants in the area and who was marketing their product as being predominantly from their own farm was not true. According to the tip, the farm was not a farm at all and housed no chickens on the property. The business has also been marketing their product as originating from neighboring farms in the Creston Valley. However, we received yet another and very strong tip, this one in July, alleging that that too might also not entirely be true. On August 19th, 2010, the Food and Drug Administration in the United States issued a nationwide recall of eggs, the largest recall of its kind in history. In the following days, over 500 million eggs were recalled, all of them having originated at just two factory farms. Despite the size and scale of the recall, for many people, the incident is of no surprise, and just a further reminder as to why so many people are increasingly choosing to access eggs from farms they know, or are even going so far as to produce eggs themselves in their backyards. But just as we examined back on our May 6th, 2010 episode, those options are too quite threatened. In the case of backyard chickens, we examined the crackdown by the Nelson Police Department here in the hometown of Deconstructing Dinner, when in December of 2009 and June of this year, bylaw enforcement officers threatened two separate residents with fines unless they removed their illegal chickens from their properties. Deconstructing Dinner also focused its attention on the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, the CFIA, who in April of this year, and acting on a complaint, visited about a dozen retailers in the West Kootenai region of British Columbia. The complaint alerted the CFIA to the presence of ungraded eggs on the shelves of area stores. An ungraded egg is an egg that has not passed through a grading station registered with Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. Grading involves sanitizing the eggs with detergents and then determining the grade of the eggs by checking the condition of the shell, the size of the air cell, and whether the yolk is centered. Most of the eggs ending up on the dinner plates of Canadians pass through only a handful of industrial-scale grading stations set up within each province, but some smaller operations do exist. Now, despite the CFIA allowing ungraded eggs to be sold at the farm gate and at farmers markets, they do not permit those very same eggs to be sold in stores and restaurants. Seeming as quite a hypocrisy, we posed that concern on that May 6th episode when we interviewed a food processing specialist inspector with the CFIA, who informed us that the reason for that allowance is that purchasing directly from the farmer can assure the public of where their eggs are coming from. But where are those graded eggs coming from? As part of that April 2010 crackdown on retailers who were selling ungraded eggs, one of those businesses visited by the CFIA was Nature's Den in the community of Rosland. Similar to many businesses across the country, ungraded eggs have been sold on their shelves for many years, if not decades, without incident. And with so many farmers having developed comfortable relationships with those businesses, most retailers were left without many options as to where they might purchase graded eggs that were not coming from factory farms. Nature's Den's co-owner Sid Tail asked that very question to the Canadian Food Inspection Agency's David Much, who paid them that visit in April. Sid's partner Bonnie Kavaloff shared that interaction with Deconstructing Dinner.
And so at this point, do you have any other options as far as accessing eggs?
No.
No, and you've looked into that? Or?
No, I haven't looked into it because he said if we're going to get fined and shut our business down, no.
Right, so
actually, yes, I'm sorry. The access to eggs is from a place outside of Creston who does have a inspected place.
Okay.
Yes, that yes.
So that would be the option.
Yeah, and I'm not interested. I'd rather do the local stuff.
Yeah, and how were you made aware of them?
Apparently David, that government guy told Sid about him.
Okay.
Yeah.
The CFIA inspector was referring to one of two registered egg grading stations in the region, Eggs R Us. The grading station is based in the community of Windle, located in the Creston Valley of the province, and according to them, sells their eggs into 18 stores and restaurants located in the Creston Valley, along Kootenay Lake, and in the city of Nelson. The business communicates to their customers that their eggs originate on their own farm, and that they also receive some eggs from some small farms in the Creston Valley. But for the CFIA inspector to recommend Eggs R Us as a local option to Nature's Den raises an eyebrow, because Eggs R Us is also the business who many farmers believe was the complainant who alerted the CFIA to the presence of ungraded eggs on the shelves of area retailers. Now, there's no evidence to confirm that allegation, but our research into the business has revealed at least two confirmed cases in the past few years when Eggs R Us did indeed complain about the presence of ungraded eggs on store shelves, once to the CFIA and another complaint to an area grocery store. But the allegations did not stop there. In early May, Deconstructing Dinner received a tip from a farmer who chooses to remain anonymous, suggesting that Eggs R Us does not have any chickens. In fact, that very farmer took a drive by the operation to take a look. Based on that visit, that farmer informed us that he saw no chickens on the property. Now, with the implications of such an allegation being significant, I called up Eggs R Us to learn more about their business and inquire into where their eggs are coming from.
Okay, it's my husband and myself. We have an egg grading station. We collect our eggs regular, wash them immediately, rinse them, put them in coolers. Our main concern is good-looking eggs for the safety of the public. We supply quite a few stores, about 14, in the Creston area, down the lake, and in Nelson. What else can I tell you?
Well, and so where do your eggs come from?
From the chickens.
Do you have your own chickens?
Or yes, are they, we do.
Okay, so what type of percentage, I guess, are most of them coming from your own farm? And how large is your farm and your operation?
We've got 2.5 acres of run. We've got almost five acres total, and we have three different barns. Our chickens are well watered. We've got two creeks on either side of the property. They're well fed, well housed. Their bedding is kept clean. Nests are kept clean. Husbandry for chickens is of the utmost importance.
So would these be referred to, I guess, as free-range, these chickens?
Oh, heavens, yes.
And then so are all of your eggs coming from your own farm? Do you access eggs from elsewhere?
We have some small little growers. Of course, they can't sell them in the store. And they'll bring them in and we'll grade them.
That's Heidi Stang of Eggs R Us. Despite Eggs R Us stating that they do indeed have chickens and that some of their eggs come from other small farms in the Creston Valley, it came as a shock when we received another anonymous tip from another and very confident source that not only were there no chickens on the property, but according to this person, Eggs R Us is purchasing eggs from someone who drives in from Alberta. Of course, Deconstructing Dinner had to be sure and find out for ourselves just what was going on this property, because if the allegations are true, then clearly the Canadian Food Inspection Agency is either not aware of where the eggs are from, or not aware that the business is communicating to their customers that their eggs are coming exclusively from their own farm and from neighboring farms. Sure enough, the property on which Eggs R Us operates is currently for sale. And so I scheduled an appointment to check the property out and take a look around. On my way there, I stopped at three stores who sell Eggs R Us eggs to get their take on where the eggs are coming from.
I'm looking to see just what kind of eggs you have.
Eggs are on the right outside.
Oh, they're on the right. Oh, okay. Are those eggs from Windle? Are they from chickens in Creston, or is it just a company that sells eggs?
They have a farm.
Yeah.
And then they also get eggs from locals. All local farms.
It's all like Creston Farms. Yes. Okay. The eggs that are from the Eggs R Us place, are those from chickens in the valley, or is that just a business?
Yeah, from Windle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
From Windle.
Yeah. Thanks.
Welcome.
Do you know if the eggs that are in the fridge there, are those from chickens here in the valley?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
They're local?
Cool. Yeah, they are. Do you want a bag for those?
No, I got a vehicle I can throw them in.
Well, clearly, retailers in the area are under the impression that the eggs are coming from their own farm, and in some cases, from farmers in the Creston Valley. When I arrived in Windle, and the home of Eggs R Us, there was no sign of any chickens, no sound of any chickens, no smell of any chickens, and no sign that there had been any chickens on the property, at least in the past year. Down below from where I stood, there was a small barn, but first, Heidi and Joe Stang invited me inside the house. I also asked them if I could videotape the tour, and they agreed. What you'll hear here is the audio from that visit, and posted on the Deconstructing Dinner website, a video that captures what I was about to see.
Hi there. I spoke with Joe yesterday.
Come on in.
Thanks. Shall I take my boots off here? Okay.
Take him on a tour.
You take him on a tour.
No, you're better at it.
Anyway, this room, we're still going to do some work on it here. This is the last room for us to do.
Okay.
This is what we call our office, anyway.
Okay.
And there's a storage here. We've had big yard sale getting rid of some of our stuff. We're into eggs, so these are egg boxes.
In one of the rooms I visited on the tour, I noticed a pile of empty egg boxes located in the back corner. The boxes were labeled Wholesome Farms, a brand of eggs sold by Sysco Food Service, one of the largest food service companies in North America, and one of many brands which in the United States was recalled as part of the August 2010 Salmonella egg recall. Now, it's not uncommon for farmers to reuse boxes from industrial egg producers, but with the allegations that Deconstructing Dinner had received, and with what was appearing at that point to be an absence of chickens on the property, I took note of the boxes with my video camera in hand. Further research on the product number listed on the side of those boxes indicates that in British Columbia, that product is produced from chickens housed in battery cages and originates from Golden Valley Foods, the largest egg producer in the province. That possibility seems likely when many people, including myself, have testified to the yolk of the eggs from Eggs R Us often falling apart when cracked open, being of a very pale color, and in one case when I purchased those eggs, one of the egg yolks was fluorescent. When those boxes were visible, Heidi Stang commented that they're in the egg business, which prompted me to inquire a little more into Eggs R Us.
My Christmas tree is ready for Christmas?
Yeah, no, I noticed when I saw you had farm tax status.
Yeah.
And then I did a search and I noticed there you're on the Creston Farm Fresh Guide.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Creston Valley Farm Fresh Guide?
Yeah.
So that's the business that you operate here.
Yep.
But that's not part of this?
I didn't think it would be feasible to sell as a business.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a pantry. Well, my storage.
The subject of my question into the possible sale of the business was quickly shifted to another. Only moments later, I was prompted again to ask another important question, that with the property claiming farm status for tax purposes and seemingly no farming taking place there, where were those chickens?
So you're not doing any farm production right now?
Oh, sure we are.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've got chickens and eggs.
Oh, yeah? Like on the property?
Yeah, well, I got to move down below right now because I'm trying to get this top.
Down below, as Joe Stang indicates, was presumably the barn located below the house. But Heidi quickly took me into their walk-in cooler.
This is the walk-in cooler. Also, it would double as a freezer.
Okay.
Located just outside the cooler were empty and broken down egg boxes of that same Wholesome Farms brand of eggs, and some more boxes, these ones larger, holding 30 dozen eggs, located just outside the cooler and labeled Sparks Farms, a company producing 50% of Alberta's egg production, all from one 110-acre facility in Calgary. Inside the cooler, more boxes filled with eggs, and recognizably the ones sent to area retailers. Those boxes held 15 dozen eggs, and while originally labeled as a Sparks Farm brand of egg, the boxes had been relabeled with the Eggs R Us logo. According to their customers who purchase eggs in bulk, those were the boxes that they receive each delivery. Heidi then guided me into their egg grading station, a small room with a countertop, wooden cupboards below, a sink, a refrigerator that wasn't being used, two small scales, and some shelves holding styrofoam egg cartons with the Eggs R Us sticker affixed to each one.
And we've got an egg grading station in here. It's not very elaborate, but it passes Agri-Canada, so it's got a dishwasher, it's got its own hot water heater.
So people come and actually buy here too?
We've got
do any of that?
Full-time 18 customers, so not very many come to the house.
Oh, the businesses, you mean?
We've got our established route.
Yeah.
We're going tomorrow, as a matter of fact. All those eggs go tomorrow.
You do your own deliveries and everything?
Oh, we just can't afford to not to.
After the tour of the walk-in cooler and the egg grading station, it was time to step aside and see if those chickens were, as stated, anywhere on the property. To make sure that I was made well aware that I was viewing the entire property, I asked Joe Stang to point out the four property lines. He made no mention of the barn just below and made no motion to take me in that direction.
And so I invited myself.
And how far back is that part of the property, or is that a neighbor?
No, that goes down, comes across, and then you'll see the fence going down.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the barn, that was what was mentioned in the property listing?
Yeah, that's just there. You saw that, didn't you?
I saw it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's down there. That's the...
Am I able to take a look, or...?
You're going to have a look. It's not clean right now. I'm taking this out.
How's the soil here? Do you know, like...
This should all be good. It's got chicken manure on it for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get a level of chicken, really dug it all up. Holes and everything.
So it must be great then.
Mm-hmm.
So you had them running around here?
Yeah, here all the way down to the trees.
And where...
Oopsie.
And your water, do you have a creek?
There's a creek that runs on that side, goes kind of through there.
Yep.
And then there's one that runs right along the fence here.
Just to make sure I was on the same property that Heidi Stang spoke of when I interviewed her back in May, I inquired into the two creeks that she had mentioned run alongside the property. Joe Stang confirmed that this was indeed that same property. The grass on which the chickens had supposedly been on also provided no indication that there had been chickens on it in any recent time. Instead, all I could see on the property were two peacocks and their babies. And Joe took me inside the barn.
That's what she's in. I still got the nests in these ones for the
for
the chickens. Hey?
Yeah.
The rest I'm kind of pulling apart. Here I'm trying to clean up. Let's turn that other light on. I'll let you go in there.
Sure.
My timers are still on for the chickens. We need 15 hours of light. See, I just pulled the nests all off. I had two rows of nests going down here.
Mm-hmm. Great. Is it a pretty good business to be in?
Oh, the chickens. Oh, shit.
Yeah?
It just in here. This was the grain room. I kept the grain in here. So it's big enough if a person wants to store stuff or raise chickens again.
As expected, there was no sign of chickens in the barn and no indication that there was any intention to ever have chickens again. And as we left the barn, Joe Stang made a passing comment that only later became quite curious as to the possible origins of their eggs. You see, Eggs R Us's largest customer by far is the Kootenai Cooperative Food Store in Nelson, a store who seeks to support local producers whenever it can. Known locally as the Co-op, the store has been purchasing 7,200 eggs from Eggs R Us every 2 weeks, and are almost always receiving those eggs in the 15 dozen boxes we saw in the walk-in cooler. But outside that cooler were empty 30 dozen boxes labeled as being from Alberta's Sparks Farms. Take a listen to this comment.
The co-op takes 20 boxes of 30 dozen every 2 weeks.
Upon reflection, it appears that when Joe Stang thinks of the co-op as a customer, he thinks in terms of the 30 dozen boxes from Alberta that we witnessed on their property, and not the 15 dozen boxes, which, according to the Kootenai Co-op food store, is almost always what they receive. Certainly there was something not right going on this property. To not only tell Deconstructing Dinner back in May that they do have chickens when clearly they do not, and to then again make that same statement while I was right there on the property in August. By all accounts, a tall tale appears to be getting told. When I returned from my visit to Eggs R Us, I checked in with the Kootenai Co-op and spoke with Cindy King, who describes the store's egg suppliers, the volume of the eggs that they sell, and how much the store pays for eggs each year.
We sell a variety of eggs. We've sold from different sources. We've sold from eggs through ProOrganics and Synopta. Those are eggs, organic certified eggs, free-range eggs from the coast, the Chilliwack area. We've also, for the past 3 years, we've primarily been carrying eggs supplied by Eggs R Us from Wyandell, which is a local source. They come in bulk flats, and customers fill their own containers. I'd say on average we sell about 300 dozen eggs per week. and that market's worth about $80,000 a year.
Similar to all of the retailers we spoke with who have been selling Eggs R Us eggs, the Kootenai Co-op was too under the impression that the eggs that they have been purchasing were coming from Eggs R Us's farm in Windle and some eggs from nearby farms in the Creston Valley.
Eggs R Us has given written confirmation that the eggs are from their farm and from other local farms in the area, Wyandell area. That the eggs are all free range and free run, which means that the chickens either have access to outside meadows, those kinds of things, or else are kept in large enclosed penned areas. But none of the eggs have been, none of the chickens have been caged, and also that the although the feed has been conventional, it is not it does not contain any medications, no hormones, no animal byproducts.
Okay.
And we have a listing of the feed that they've supplied us with.
When we received that second allegation back in July that Eggs R Us was purchasing eggs from someone coming from Alberta, I checked in with the Kootenai Co-op, again Eggs R Us's largest customer. And in July 2010, the co-op made an effort to revise their product statement, and they sent Eggs R Us an email that read this: "Every few years, we go through suppliers' statements and update them. I'll need you to update yours, as the last one we have from you is March 2007. Specifically, we need to know, number one, the living conditions of your chickens. Are they free-range, fenced, or caged? Number two, the feed that they eat, including an ingredient label from a feed bag. Number three, the use or not of medications and hormones. And number four, whether or not they are fed any animal byproducts." Heidi Stang of Eggs R Us replied that same day with the brief statement, and it read this: "Attached a feed label. The birds are free range. At no time are they medicated or fed hormones. No animal byproducts ever. Sincerely, Heidi." Attached to that email was an image of the feed label that she stated is what they feed their birds. It read, "Sunset Seed Feed Division, 17% egg layer ration." Now, this is a business located in the town of Creston. Despite Deconstructing Dinner becoming well aware that there are no chickens on the property of Eggs R Us, we called up Sunset Seed anyway to find out more about the product.
Good afternoon, Sunset.
Hi there, I'm calling from Nelson. I just have a quick question about a product. I have a label here, Sunset Seed Company Feed Division. It says 17% egg layer ration. Is that a product that you're still selling?
No, because actually our seed mill burnt down, and now we just carry master feeds.
Okay, so how long ago would this product have been sold?
Did we burn down? Not last December, but the one before.
In a communication between the Kootenai Co-op and Eggs R Us has stated that all of the farmers supplying the Kootenai Co-op are using that feed, a product that has not been in production since December of 2008. Now, we heard earlier recordings from my visit to three retailers in the region, all of whom are convinced that the eggs they purchase are coming from Eggs R Us's own farm. When I returned from my trip to Eggs R Us, I also followed up with some more stores on the eastern shores of Kootenai Lake.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what kind of eggs you sell.
We sell the overweighty eggs, and we sell the ones from organic farm.
Are those the ones from the Eggs R Us place?
Yeah.
Do you know if those eggs are from chickens in Windle or in the Creston Valley?
I think Windle.
Okay.
Okay?
Great, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I just wanted to check if you sell eggs.
Eggs?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
What kind of eggs are you selling?
We have store eggs, and we have fresh free-run eggs.
Are those the ones from Eggs R Us?
From Windle.
Yeah, so those are all from chickens in Windle?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Already? Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Also, upon my return, I sat down with a restaurant located in Nelson, who has also been a customer of Eggs R Us, and he too assumed the eggs were coming from their own farm, and had also been told that all of them were coming from farms in the Creston Valley. The owner of the restaurant has chosen to remain anonymous. Maybe you could tell me a little bit about your egg supplier, Eggs R Us.
They're out of Creston. Joe and Heidi own the place. They've been consistent, steady supplier with quality eggs with us for a couple years now. They're not our exclusive supplier, but we get most of our eggs from them, and we've been quite happy with them.
Okay. And what have you been communicated as far as how the chickens are raised, where the eggs are coming from?
I've been told that they're all free-range eggs, no caged eggs, like no caged birds, and all from suppliers in the area, basically, you know, falling in the 100-mile diet kind of bailiwick. And, yeah, they're all well cared for and happy chickens. Okay. Happy chickens make happy eggs.
And have you been told that they have their own farm at all, or are they raising their own chickens as well?
I haven't been specifically told that one way or the other. I think as far as I understand that they're they have other farmers that supply them, and I don't know if they have their own eggs themselves, but I always assumed they did, but I don't know that for a fact.
This is Deconstructing Dinner, a syndicated radio show and podcast produced in Nelson, British Columbia at Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY. I'm John Steinman. This show is heard on 39 radio stations across the country, and all of our episodes are archived online at deconstructingdinner.ca. On today's show, we're featuring an exclusive behind-the-scenes investigative report focusing on a business who has long been communicating to their customers that the product they sell, eggs, is a product of their own farm and their own chickens, and that they receive some eggs from neighboring farms in the Creston Valley. But as we later discovered upon visiting the supposed farm, there are no chickens. Our investigation was first sparked by a tip from a farmer who chooses to remain anonymous that the business, Eggs R Us, had no chickens. We then called up Eggs R Us's Heidi Stang over the phone back in May following that tip, and in a recorded interview, she assured us that they do indeed have chickens. And so we left that tip to rest until receiving yet another, and this time from another and very confident source, alleging that not only do they not have chickens, but that the eggs appear to be coming from Alberta, nowhere near the Creston Valley. When the property on which the business operates went up for sale, I scheduled an appointment, and my video footage compiled during that visit clearly shows that there are no chickens, and that there are a lot of egg boxes that have originated from Alberta's largest egg producer, Sparks Farms, a company who produces 50% of Alberta's egg production on one 110-acre facility in Calgary. I also saw just as many boxes from another brand, Wholesome Farms, a private label brand sold to restaurants by Cisco Food Service, and a product coming from battery-caged hens. Now, while it's not uncommon for farmers to reuse those types of boxes for their own eggs, it's clear that Eggs R Us was not communicating accurate information to us nor to their customers. And with such practices, it seems that the allegation that the eggs are originating from Alberta might indeed be true. Deconstructing Dinner has already alerted the Canadian Food Inspection Agency to this story and have begun to investigate the claims that their eggs are from their own farm and the claims that the rest of their eggs come from farms in the Creston Valley.
The average cable or satellite TV bill runs a viewer $45 per month.
The average daily newspaper subscription, $30.
Internet, $35.
Magazine subscription, $30.
A book a month, $24.95.
Deconstructing Dinner's weekly one-hour episodes, free.
We believe in media being accessible to everyone, regardless of income. And for those of you who are able to support this radio project, please donate when you can or become a voluntary monthly subscriber by visiting deconstructingdinner.ca. Or for more information on how to send a check or money order, call 250-352-9600.
Deconstructing Dinner, helping ensure a perpetual harvest.
Perhaps most shocking is how our focus onto this company all began. If you're just tuning in and missed the background on this story, it began back in April when the Canadian Food Inspection Agency received a complaint that ungraded eggs were being sold in stores throughout the West Kootenai region of British Columbia. About a dozen stores were then paid a visit by the CFIA and informed that the farm fresh eggs on their shelves needed to be removed from the store or fines would be issued. Despite so many Canadians choosing to purchase farm fresh eggs because they trust them more than those coming from factory farms, Canadian regulations do state that any eggs that do not pass through a registered grading station are only allowed to be sold at the farm gate or at farmers markets, not at grocery stores and not at restaurants. According to the CFIA, who we interviewed for that initial May 6th, 2010 broadcast, the reason that they allow farm gate and farmers market sales is because then the customer can know exactly who they're getting their eggs from. A pretty hollow reason that clearly has nothing to do with food safety. But that's where this story takes a rather ironic turn, because one of those businesses visited in April by the CFIA was Nature's Den in the city of Rosslyn. Just like dozens of businesses in the region, Nature's Den had long been offering eggs to their customers from a nearby farm. When they were told they could no longer sell them, the CFIA inspector informed co-owner Sid Tail that one of the only places in the region to purchase eggs was Eggs R Us, one of only two registered grading stations in that part of British Columbia. Regardless of whether or not the CFIA was aware of what Deconstructing Dinner has uncovered, area farmers are now outraged that the CFIA would seek to eliminate established markets for small-scale farmers in the region and at the very same moment promote a business who is misleading their customers as to the origins of their eggs. In fact, many farmers in the region believe that the April 2010 crackdown on ungraded eggs was initiated because of a complaint filed by Eggs R Us. Now, we should stress that Deconstructing Dinner cannot confirm those allegations, but we can confirm why some farmers believe that. For one, farmers in the Creston Valley are well aware that 2 years ago, Eggs R Us complained about ungraded eggs being on the shelves of a local retailer. That store later received a visit by the CFIA, and those ungraded eggs were removed. And also enduring a similar experience was farmer Jeremy Lack, who years ago was producing eggs for sale to local retailers. I sat down with Jeremy and asked him if he thinks Eggs R Us initiated that April crackdown on ungraded eggs.
Yeah, I think that that is likely. I mean, you can't prove it, but that's likely. And the reason I say that is because when we were doing a reasonable number of eggs 3 to 4 years ago, I can't remember exactly when it was, we were selling into Evergreen, and Eggs R Us, were delivering eggs to them as well. They made a complaint, Eggs R Us made a complaint to Kit, who was the owner at the time, that they shouldn't be selling our eggs and their eggs at the same place. And she was told if they continued, they would cease to deliver to her. She continued to buy our eggs, so because she's very supportive of local ag. So no, it doesn't surprise me whatsoever. If that's the sort of attitude they took in those days, if they were making more and more money by buying in eggs from outside and just taking a, you know, what are they buying them at? $2 and selling them for, what, $4.50, $5? Jeez, that's really nice farming.
Jeremy Lack farms at Mad Dog Farm, located in the community of Terry's, just outside the city of Castlegar. Jeremy is also the chairman of the Kootenay Local Agricultural Society, an organization who manages a local label known as Kootenay Mountain Grown. The label is designed to assure people in the region that that product is indeed local and grown using organic principles. Their method of certification involves farmer-to-farmer inspections. As mentioned, Deconstructing Dinner has produced a short video which shares footage from our visit to Eggs R Us, as well as additional audio compiled during our investigation. And I shared this video with Jeremy Lack, and as we watched it, he made some interesting observations. First, that the grass upon which Joe Sting indicated chickens had been running in recent years did not, according to Jeremy, appear to have had any chickens on it in any recent time.
Remembering that we actually used to keep chickens, quite a lot of chickens, and our method of disposing of the bedding was basically, because we use wood chip, which is basically the cheapest way of doing bedding around here, was in the fall we used to spread it on the fields, because at that time we had sheep, so it was good feed for the pasture. Or we used to compost it and use it on the fields, right? So always in the spring, or even by the end of the year following, with wood chippings, there would always be unbroken down wood chippings in the grass. But the grass would be really lush and quite thick because chicken manure has a very high nitrogen content. It's a very hot manure. That grass is underfed and shows no evidence of actually being fertilized, probably in the last 3 to 4 years anyway. And even if they composted it and put it on there, there would always be some sort of undecomposed wood chips left. They would always, if they were using straw, which would be very expensive, I doubt they would do it, then there would also be bits of dried out straw on the grass because it doesn't always break down. There is no evidence there at all that that has been fertilized.
While it's clear from our visit and our video footage that not one chicken lives on the property, Jeremy Lack also observed that even if they did once have chickens, they would not have been able to raise more than 200 and the size of the barn that we shot footage of, and would have had to significantly subsidize their volumes from other farms.
You know, by the time you take out the space for the grain store, by the time you take out the space for this, that, and the other, which obviously have never had birds in, because you can, you know, birds make a mess. You can see it on the concrete, right? If they had 200 birds at any one time, I would be really surprised. Assuming a normal production, you'd be lucky if they got 160 to 180 eggs a day in that sort of facility, because they don't see any lights there for the birds anyway. So they would probably shut down in the winter, but assuming that they put lights up for the birds, they could only produce it for maximum 10 months of the year, because the birds have to molt and they stop laying when they're molting. So you can work out pretty much actually what they theoretically have had in terms of how many birds they would have had to have kept to have their sales at such and such a level. You tell me how many eggs they were selling on a weekly basis, and I'll tell you how many birds they would have had to have kept to get it. You know, 80 to 90% lay capacity.
Now, what we do know is that Eggs R Us's largest customer, the Kootenai Co-op food store in Nelson, had been purchasing 3,600 eggs every week, and that Eggs R Us maintains another 17 full-time customers. Assuming that those other 17 customers, who are all small stores and restaurants, are selling roughly the same amount of eggs sold at the co-op combined, Jeremy Lack believes that there would need to be well over 1,000 chickens somewhere else in the Creston Valley to substantiate Eggs R Us's claim that their eggs are also coming from other farms. Also surprising to Jeremy was our footage of Eggs R Us's grading station itself, which, despite the Canadian Food Inspection Agency having recommended Eggs R Us as a source of eggs to area retailers, Jeremy was not left convinced that what he saw in the footage would pass the stringent requirements laid out for such a facility.
I mean, I seriously doubt that this place has actually ever been inspected by the Food Inspection Agency, because looking at the film of the egg packing station, about 3 years ago, we decided to try and build one for the Kootenai Local Agricultural Society based on using stainless steel shipping containers, 40-foot ones, so that we could have a couple scattered around the area. But the regulations were requiring everything to be stainless steel, being able to be, you know, every surface had to be washable, everything had to be sterilizable, central drains, the whole works. We were looking at sort of $20,000-$30,000 worth of stuff in there to put in there to actually qualify as a grading station. That place wouldn't qualify based on the regulations, you know, that we would be required to follow. I don't understand how the hell they could get away with it.
This is Deconstructing Dinner. If you've missed any of today's broadcast, you can listen to an archived version online at deconstructingdinner.ca. When Jeremy Lack finished viewing our video of footage from our August 23rd visit to Eggs R Us, and when it became clear that they had no chickens on the property, he was more than upset. He believes it's these types of practices that truly damage the viability of small-scale agriculture. What's your initial reaction to this video and the footage you've just seen?
I think it's absolutely appalling. You know, one of the problems with the local label is that there is no control over it. And it is the new sort of organic label, if you like. That's what drives local purchases. That's what drives purchases of, you know, from local farmers. And to have people abusing it so obviously is just, I think it's quite disgusting. Just as a local farmer, it's people like this that do so much freaking damage to the market for the rest of us.
According to Jeremy, when Eggs R Us first began selling eggs in the region, they marketed their product as organic. And it was the volume of eggs that they were selling that made it very difficult for farmers like Jeremy to make a go at producing organic eggs. I also asked Jeremy to comment on the April 2010 crackdown on ungraded eggs on store shelves initiated by the Canadian Food Inspection Agency.
We used to do eggs ourselves. One of the reasons why we stopped doing organic eggs is we always had a problem in maintaining the birds all the way through the year, buying organic feed continuously. Because with organic birds, once you feed them conventional food, they are then deemed to be conventional birds. Okay? And we did probably 6 years, new batches of chickens every year, and every single year we were able to start them off organically, and then they ran out of organic food. Birds still need to be fed. You feed them straight conventional food, and then you've lost the organic premium, if you like, and that then becomes unworkable on a small scale. Now, when eggs are asked started up, I couldn't understand where they were getting their organic feed from, because when they ran out in the local area, we used to have to run over to Creston. And that was one of the reasons why we eventually basically gave up, because we figured that, A, we couldn't compete with them, because they were bringing in eggs, selling eggs at a price that we couldn't compete with buying the food locally. And they never seemed to be able to run out of organic feed, so we assumed that they were buying it in the truckloads, right, which we couldn't afford to do. Not just us, but other people as well. And as a consequence, I am seriously, seriously pissed.
Now, when this story first began, at least this business kind of first came on the radar of Deconstructing Dinner, it was around April when the Canadian Food Inspection Agency was going around to area retailers asking them to pull ungraded eggs off of store shelves. Since then, there are a number of farmers in the area who have lost a market. How does now seeing this as being really one of the only options, if not the only option, to get eggs, at least from a regional business, how does that, I guess, change your perspective on that crackdown that happened back in April, or does it?
I think the crackdown was absolutely pathetic. You know, small farms have always been able to sell eggs off the farm or to small suppliers, small retailers, without any hassle from the food police. And to be honest with you, what is produced on a small farm, the way the animals are cared for, I would trust that over anything that comes out of an industrial combine. I mean, if you've never been to one of these egg factories, then you really should go and have a look, because they're the most disgusting place in the world. I've been in some in England, I've been in some in Canada, I've been in them in New Zealand, and they're all exactly the same. They are disgraceful places. And if people really understood where their commercial eggs were coming from, they wouldn't touch them with a barge pole.
Mm-hmm.
So to have, I mean, Ag Canada and the Food Inspection Agency have done more damage to local farmers, the small farmers, in the last 5 years than probably in the rest of history. I mean, closing down the meat markets, closing down the egg businesses, you know, they haven't left us much to actually make a living on.
This is Deconstructing Dinner, and an investigative look into a business operating in the West Kootenay region of British Columbia who has been communicating to area retailers and to Deconstructing Dinner that they have chickens, when in fact my visit to the property revealed that there are no chickens at all, and there does not appear to have been for quite some time. Deconstructing Dinner checked in with more than half a dozen of their 18 full-time customers, and all of them were under the impression that the eggs that they were purchasing were mostly coming from chickens on their farm and from some chickens in the neighboring Creston Valley. Deconstructing Dinner also showed our video footage to another farmer in the region who was impacted by that April crackdown on ungraded eggs. This farmer has chosen to remain anonymous, but he responds here to the video that demonstrates that there are no chickens at Eggs R Us. He also indicates that he knows of only one farmer in the Creston Valley who sends their eggs to get graded at Eggs R Us.
What the video showed me was there's something really fishy in Denmark, because where I came from, eggs come from chickens, not boxes. So, you know, when it comes right down to it, I would like to say, well, where are the chickens? I've got chickens myself, and, you know, to get 75 eggs, you need at least 100 chickens. So if they're getting, you know, that quantity of eggs, there should be a very large sized run of chickens out there, and I really fail to see any chickens or sign of live chickens in the video. I know of only one small producer in Creston that actually moves his eggs through that grading station, and his production is nowhere. It's not even 1/72nd of their production. So take it from there.
This particular farmer heard here had been selling eggs to a food store in the city of Nelson, but is no longer able to.
Well, we supply a local retail outlet and had been supplying for 15 years, and the CFIA came in and threw points of recycled egg cartons, no product labels in French, the eggs not being certified and graded. We were told that we couldn't move our eggs through that retail outlet, and the retail outlet was fined, threatened with a $5,000 fine. Hence, for the business, we pulled our product out and take it direct to the consumer. Now, the people of Nelson, fortunate, are awesome. They rallied to the cause, and we deliver direct to a lot of houses where we make sizable drops in different neighborhoods, and those people distribute them to their friends and neighbors around. So slowed down, yes, but not stopped.
Again, this farmer heard here has chosen to remain anonymous, and he further reacts to what he saw in the video in light of him having just lost his market following that April CFIA visit to area stores.
Well, it tells me that the local farmers cannot count on the government bureaucracies to be an ally. They are used more often than not as a whipping tool. A big egg company will have a problem. They use the agencies to come chase down the small farmers, and we pay the consequences for the big company's unethical procedures. So it fits right in with the paradigm that we've seen in the past 20, 30 years of agriculture getting bigger and bigger at the expense of the consumer and the small producer.
Now, what about the public? How will a story like this impact the local food image? No doubt coming across practices like this will create some new skepticism as to the validity of the local label, as it's clear there are businesses taking full advantage of the widespread interest in supporting local food and the premium price being paid to support local farmers. Like many small-scale farmers, Jeremy Lack of Mad Dog Farm is well aware of the challenges that local farmers face when they're up against not only the industrial food system, but businesses who are taking unfair advantage of the attractive local market. Through his work with the Kootenai Local Agricultural Society, the organization launched a local label, Kootenai Mountain Grown, a label that certifies that the product is indeed from the local region.
The problem with local as a label, right, which is what drives most of the small retail markets for local agricultural produce. And it's moving away from organic, it's more into local now, because there's an assumption that most local farms will grow organically anyway, because that's the meme now. But the problem with these things is that there's nobody around who to back up their claim that it is actually local, right? You see at the farmer's market, people coming in and selling local this, local that. And you know damn well it isn't sold around here. Grown around here. You know damn well it's come in from the Okanagan, or it's come in from the lower mainland, or this, that, and the other. I'm a firm believer that local means local. And yet you have all these people, both retail and in the farmers' markets, who market their products as if they're local. And by local, they mean BC, possibly. So the advantage of local is being, you know, the local label is being destroyed for a lot of the small farms around here, because all of this stuff is coming in from outside and it's being marketed as being local, and it isn't local. And this sort of stuff going on, where the eggs are coming in from Alberta or from wherever the hell they're coming in from, right, is just another nail in the coffin of local agriculture. Because when this goes out, I have no doubt that a lot of people are going to get seriously pissed off about it. And they're going to become less trusting of the label local. And that's why I think that, you know, with the Kootenai Local Agriculture Society and its Kootenai Mountain Grown label, where you actually have farmers certifying that they've inspected the other guy's farm and whatever they're selling is actually grown on the farm, it is a local product, and it's grown locally, is going to have to be the way forward, because these people are all on the bandwagon for local produce. And half of them are not.
Jeremy Lack of Mad Dog Farm, located just outside of Castlegar, British Columbia. Our video footage of Eggs R Us and the absence of chickens on their property did not sit well with Jeremy for obvious reasons, but what appeared to bother him the most was that an inspector with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency was recommending to businesses that they can purchase eggs from Eggs R Us. Heard earlier on the show was a clip from a conversation that I had with Bonnie Kavaloff of Nature's Den in the city of Rosland. Nature's Den received a visit among a dozen other stores back in April by the CFIA inspector, who, acting on a complaint, demanded that those stores remove their ungraded farm fresh eggs from their shelves. I played that clip for Jeremy Lack after he viewed our undercover footage of Eggs R Us.
And so at this point, do you have any other options as far as accessing eggs?
No,
know, and you've looked into that, or?
No, I haven't looked into it because he said if we're going to get fined and shut our business down, no.
Right, so...
Oh, actually, yes, I'm sorry. The access to eggs is from a place outside of Creston who does have a inspected place.
Okay.
Yes, that, yes.
So that would be the option.
Yeah, and I'm not interested. I'd rather do the local stuff.
Yeah, and how were you made aware of them?
Apparently, David, that government guy, told Sid about him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here's Jeremy Lack responding to that clip.
I would say I rolled a police investigation of that chap because, A, that isn't right. Having a government official interfering in the market like that is, I think, wholly wrong. And the fact is, you know, looking at your video of their facility, I very much doubt whether it would comply with the regulations. So there must be some, to my mind, there would be some ulterior motive behind it.
Jeremy Lack of Mad Dog Farm and the chairman of the Kootenai Local Agricultural Society. It should be noted that shortly before this story went to air, we did contact the Canadian Food Inspection Agency to alert them to what we've uncovered, and they have begun to investigate Eggs or Us. We'll be sure to keep you posted here on the show, on our website, and on our Facebook page as to how that investigation unfolds. In the meantime, Eggs or Us's largest customer, the Kootenai Co-op food store in Nelson, has chosen to take a precautionary measure and remove those eggs pending a CFIA investigation. Here's Cindy King.
At this point, we're going to continue with our investigation with them and with other verifiable sources. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency is also conducting an investigation, and we'll use their results as part of our final decision. And as a precautionary measure, we're going to be pulling their eggs as of this afternoon and supplying, we'll have a new supply of certifiable organic packaged eggs available from the coast.
We should also note that before this story went to air, we did attempt to contact Eggs R Us to give them an opportunity to respond to all that we've uncovered. When we called, there was no answer. And clearly, our call was being screened, because moments later, Heidi Stang called back, and when she discovered it was Kootenai Co-op Radio calling, she hung up. According to a business in the area, it appears that somehow Eggs R Us did become aware of our investigative report and has seemingly chosen to not speak with us. And again, don't forget to check out our website at deconstructingdinner.ca for more information on today's show. Today's episode is archived under the September 2nd, 2010 broadcast. There you'll also find our short video produced using footage from our visit to Eggs R Us. And you'll also find a link to our May 6th, 2010 episode when we examined the April crackdown on ungraded eggs and backyard eggs right here in the city of Nelson. And placing that May episode alongside today's, it's clear that there is a big question now looming over the West Kootenai region of British Columbia. Just where can we all get eggs that do not come from a factory farm, that does not require us to drive to a farm, that does not require a farmer to make multiple trips to individual houses, and that does not require a farmer to commit to going to a farmer's market, which many farmers do not want to do? For Nelson's Matt Lowe, a familiar voice here on the show and the co-founder of the Kootenai Grain Community Supported Agriculture Project, he was one of those people seeking to create an alternative, and that too is no longer an option.
We are raising 4 chickens at our house. Well, the bylaw officer visited our house and said that we had to get rid of our chickens, and at that point, we started purchasing our eggs from the Kootenai Co-op again. I just assumed that they were good, healthy eggs, free-range eggs, you know, similar to the ones that we were getting from our own house. Just a short while ago, I cracked one of these eggs open, and the yolks were totally pale and bland. And, you know, the flavor of the egg was noticeably bland. It just wasn't very good.
You've now seen this video. How does it make you feel about your backyard hens that you used to once have?
It makes me a bit more angry that, you know, that we lost our chickens because we had a good, healthy source of food, of protein, that we were getting from our backyard. And the fact that the eggs that we're getting now don't seem very healthy at all and they're not very flavorful is something that I think irritates me even more.
Also helping close out our broadcast today, the farmer who we heard from earlier and who chooses to remain anonymous. He hopes that this story will help rally people in the region to create more options for farmers to get their farm fresh eggs to residents. And he still hopes that the CFIA can help support those efforts. For farmers like him, it's not economically feasible to construct a registered egg grading station, and he's demanding more common sense.
I guess it keeps me jaded when it comes to the government saying we're trying to support small farmers when we have a government agency going around basically shutting down the market to small farms. And that's saying one thing, doing another. And I can't support that. Well, I hope the population will see it and raise an uproar, because after all, these people are supposed to be working for us. And as civil servants, it would be nice if they were serving. That would be 50% of their job. If they're civil, then that's the other 50%. And it would be really nice if they would use a bit of common sense when it comes to, you know, small farmers. If I've got 100 chickens, I can't afford to set up a separate room in my house with two different coolers, totally self-contained, buy cartons. It just isn't viable.
We supply quite a few stores, about 14, in the Crescent area, down the lake, and in Nelson. What else can I tell you?
Well, and so where do your eggs come from?
From the chickens.
Do you have,
I got you there.
Do you have your own chickens?
Or yes, we do.
Okay, so what type of percentage, I guess, are most of them coming from your own farm? And how large is your farm and your operation?
We've got 2.5 acres of run. We've got almost five acres total, and we have three different barns. Our chickens are well watered. We've got two creeks on either side of the property. They're well fed, well housed. Their bedding is kept clean. Nests are kept clean. Husbandry for chickens is of the utmost importance.
What the video showed me was there's something really fishy in Denmark, because where I came from, eggs come from chickens, not boxes. So, you know, when it comes right down to it, I would like to say, well, where are the chickens? I've got chickens myself, and, you know, to get 75 eggs, you need at least 100 chickens. So if they're getting, you know, that quantity of eggs, there should be a very large sized run of chickens out there. And I really fail to see any chickens or sign of live chickens in the video.
And that was this week's edition of Deconstructing Dinner, produced and recorded at Nelson, British Columbia's Kootenai Co-op Radio. I've been your host, John Steinman. I thank my technical assistant, John Ryan. The theme music for Deconstructing Dinner is courtesy of Nelson area resident Adam Shake. This radio show is provided free of charge to campus community radio stations across the country and relies on the financial support from you, the listener. Support for the program can be donated through our website at deconstructingdinner.ca or by dialing 250-352-9600.